Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don't look now, but the grout in my shower is disgusting. What am I going to do? Hey, man, no worries. It's Saturday morning. Just call Lou, bruh. And what's that over there? My hardwood floors have a haze. No, but seriously, Lou is the best. Just pick up the phone, 312-981-7200. He's your friend, man. And do I hear a scratching? Oh, wait. It's just the rodents in the attic. No worries here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now here's your host, Lou Manfredini. He's here till 10 on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Whatever happened to Bobby McFerrin? Hi, everybody. 7:10 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Sour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware and wetandforget.com. Morning, Sam. Domati, good morning.
There is no way to have a bad day after hearing this song right here.
Come on, this is, man, I can remember. I'm old enough to remember this video. Did you ever see this video? Robin Williams is in this video.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is gotta be a rent-a-car, too, isn't it? Like Alamo?
Oh, my God. It's like I'm working with a bunch of babies. It's like a bunch of babies. Remind me when we go to a commercial break, come in and burp all you people. What do you mean rental car?
This was a song for a rental car.
You're quick on the draw. What year was Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin? I'm going to say 1993.
We should play over under.
93.
93? 92? I'll go
93. Bobby McFerrin. What do you got, Sam?
Nothing? I think it's in the 80s, late 80s.
80s?
Yes.
Oh, it might be the 80s.
Yeah, who knows what now.
What do you got, Lens?
88.
Oh!
88. Wow.
Well, you pull into your rental car and you just play this. Just blast it.
First acapella song to reach number one on Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yeah. And Robin Williams was in the video. Yeah, I remember those groups now that all do that acapella stuff now, the Pentatonix. Who's the one that the Ponce guy was in from Indiana University? He founded that group that they do Christmas.
That's Pentatonix, isn't it?
There's another one. It's a bunch of guys from Indiana University.
Straight No Chaser.
Yes, Straight No Chaser. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, one of the Ponces. I think Dan.
Yeah, Danny Ponce.
Dan Ponce.
He was in it?
Yeah, he was like one of the founding members.
He's the front man.
He works, he works at WGN TV. Yeah. And whenever I see him on Friday mornings, he's just always singing.
Really?
No, he's really not.
But. Oh.
That does ring a bell.
He got me, too.
I go, hi, Danny. He's like, good morning. He just sings all the time. So. No. He actually has a very lovely voice. And that whole Straight No Chaser, it's really good stuff. I think I have some rejoins with that. But anyway, Bobby McFerrin, what a fine man. Anyway, Domati, how you doing? Weekend number two. So far, so good.
Yeah? So I haven't broken anything. So that's always nice.
That's good. Yeah. It's still early. Don't worry. Well, we're happy to have you here.
I'm on Mr. Fix-It. You'll take care of it.
Right.
We'll be good.
I'll take care of it. No problem. Nice to have you guys here with us. All right. We got a lot coming up on today's show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. To honor those that gave the biggest sacrifice for all of us to be able to do the things that we do. It is also the unofficial start of grilling season, so we have a little theme going with our Noodaloo 2 of trio of products that you may find interesting to use all season long when it comes to being in and around the grill. One of them actually includes a grill. And then later on this morning, we're going to talk with the president of a company called Blue Earth Deconstruction. If you're doing any kind of remodeling, what are you doing with all that stuff you're taking out of your home? Well, you may want to reconsider after we speak with our guests this morning at 8:35. Let's get to your calls right now, though. 312-981-7200 is the number that Tim in Des Plaines called. Tim, you're on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call, Lou. How you doing?
Good.
I got a couple of questions. I got real high humidity in my house. It's a ranch house. It seems to have it high in the basement and in the first floor.
All the time?
Yeah, it's pretty high all the time. I've had it this way for a while. Just kind of never did anything with it. But
tell me about the basement. Unfinished, finished?
Well, it has got paneling up, but I really think they really never put any insulation in there. I see, like, plastic, possibly.
And do you see any evidence of mildew or mold down there at all?
You know, we had a couple weeks at one time. We had had them fixed.
Okay.
And I had some fans going downstairs, humidifier, but I really never pulled up the rugs to check anything.
Okay. And as far as you know, when you just run a dehumidifier, it's just not enough.
It's just not enough. I had it on all night. I'm still, you know, just a hair under 75, so maybe around
71%. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
You may need to go with a little bit of a larger unit that gets professionally installed to handle that. If you've got a high moisture level in that area, you need something that can really handle that. So our friends at PermaSeal do this system called a SaniDry system. And it is a it's a dehumidifier, but it's a souped up version that gets mounted and vented and captures all this moisture and will dry out that basement.
Oh, really?
That estimate, you know, you can talk to them. It doesn't cost you anything to have them come out and check it all out and give you some options. But for you, if you're at 70% and you're running stuff all the time, you're never going to catch up by buying the stuff off the shelf. And even if you buy two or three of them, it's just not going to work.
Oh, really? So that's their job, is to be able to find out what the...
Correct. They'll check it out, they'll figure out, and they'll give you some solutions as to how to solve the problem. You said you had a second question?
Yes, I did. I've got some green stuff on my soil outside. I don't know if that's... Is that like algae or something?
Yeah,
or
it could be a little mildew and mold. Where on your soil?
I've got a couple of different spots in front of my house.
Okay.
And in my backyard, in front of some trees.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to change the pH level of that. Now, you could buy a pH meter to go into that soil to see where it's at, but it needs to be around 7. Go buy a bag of lime at the hardware store, okay?
Okay.
And then in those areas, I want you to just sprinkle a little bit of lime on there to change the soil makeup, and then in that, after you put the lime down, take a little topsoil. Is this soil? It's not. There's no grass or anything, is there?
There's no grass in these spots, no.
Okay, so put a little of that lime down, put a little topsoil over the top of that, churn it up a little bit, and you should eliminate that problem entirely.
Great. Can I kind of scrape off this stuff to begin with?
Or? Sure, absolutely, if you want. But, I mean, if you want to leave it and just do the lime, it'll act as more fertilizer, but you can scrape it off in there. But change the pH level on there with the lime and a little more black dirt, and you should solve the problem. No issue. Appreciate the phone call. It's 7:17 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
How many donuts are you going to eat in there?
John Williams. Saturday. This isn't good.
John, you don't want to bring a cute girl donuts at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, most people could just say no. I can't.
7:22 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Courtney's in Beecher. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
Isn't there a waltz
happy
food?
Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Isn't there a waltz food in Beecher?
Absolutely.
Do you go there?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I always like when they say waltz food in Beecher. How can I help you?
Lou, first of all, I want to tell you I'm a longtime listener, but this is my first call, so I'm very excited.
Thank you.
I have an AC problem. I just bought this house, so I don't have any kind of a history on this equipment. It appears to be a Brandt or a Bryant unit in the backyard.
Okay.
And the last warm spell we had, I think that maybe was 6 months ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
I turned on the unit and it took forever to cool the house. I checked the filter, it was a little bit dirty, so I changed it, but it didn't help. Then after 3 hours, I saw ice on the big line by the furnace and outside as well.
Okay.
So I shut it off.
Okay.
So what should I do?
You probably have, whenever you see the line sets or things start to freeze up, you may have a leak in the refrigerant. And so, well, I mean, you know, depending on it, could it can be recharged, and they do make a sealer depending on, you know, how bad the leak is, that they may be able to fix this without having to replace anything. You don't know the age of this equipment?
You know, I can only guess because of the fact, like I said, you know, it's not our equipment. We just moved in. But I'm thinking, you know, maybe 15 years old, something like that.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. You got two people to call. Dykstra Home Solutions.
Okay.
Okay. Or you can also call American Weathermakers. Okay. American Weathermakers is 855-955-HVAC. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, they may or may not come all the way to Beecher, but, you know, it's worth at least give them a call. But Dykstra is down south, and you'll probably.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can call them at 800-421-3220. Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell them what's going on. They'll send somebody out to take a look at it. There's a chance they'll be able to seal it up for you, and you won't have to do a big replacement job or anything like that and get it up and running. The okay. thing I'll tell you with HVAC contractors is when the weather is mild right now, if you're thinking about getting an inspection or a clean and check or whatever it may be, or you need a little bit of work, now is the time to call, because when it hits 90 degrees, these folks are going to be running around like a you know, a guy hanging wallpaper with one arm. They're going to be way too busy. Okay.
Yeah.
So now's the time to give them a call, Courtney, to get them out there to take a look at it. And it's your best value, because it's not a an emergency situation, and they can come out and take a look for you. So I appreciate the phone call, and happy Memorial Day to you. 7:25 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Michael in Bartlett. Michael, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
What's going on?
I got a question for you. I heard you talk often about the MagiCal and Love Your Soil product.
Yep.
I finally did it this year. I had my lawn aerated. I put that in Scotch, and I used both of those products.
And?
I love the way my lawn looks. Thank you. I'm just curious about... How often do I use that product? Is that like every time I fertilize, or is that an annual?
Well, so here's the thing. You know, those two products by Jonathan Green are, you know, in the organic realm of products. And so the MagiCal is there to sort of change the soil compensation, composition rather, in the soil. And I would say that, you know, you're getting great results there. That's something you do at the beginning of the season, and then the Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil is something you could do every couple months, okay? And it's going to just you're not going to burn your soil or anything. You know, the thing is with chemicals like the traditional fertilizers, you have to worry about over fertilizing and actually causing an issue with roots on the grass that don't grow deep enough. You know, one of the big changes right now is that we're trying to people are moving away from the chemical based fertilizers, because what they do is it sits up at the top of the soil and it does feed your lawn. But the thing is, all the food's right there and I don't have to dig any deeper for it. And so it tends not to create the healthiest of lawns, where these more organic soil amenders, whether it's the Jonathan Green product, the Nature's Valley product, the Espoma stuff, you know, the Dave Thompson's, all that kind of those products are designed to change the makeup in the soil, and you can use them more often. So, you know, it isn't, I do every couple months with the Love Your Lawn or any of those other products that you want to use. And with the fertilizers, the chemical based, just follow the instructions on the bags. Don't overdo it. And you'll find that, your lawn's going to be healthier. And I'll tell you this too. I've heard from a lot of people who, you know, I put seed down, I did all this, and the lawns are starting to green up. We just haven't had enough heat yet to get the soil temperature. We've had plenty of moisture. And so you really, when you look around, you see things starting to green up, and now's a chance to go out there and take care of those little patches in the grass that maybe haven't come in just yet. But remember, we need a little heat to really get things going.
Okay, great.
It's awesome. I'm glad it's working out for you, Michael. I appreciate your phone call and listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. 7:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Ah, sorry. Can we do it next time? We'll do it next time. Hi, everybody. 7:38 in the morning. Mr. Fix-It Show on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Here's Jeannie in Lockport. Hi, Jeannie. How can I help you?
I was wondering how I could remove popcorn ceiling easily by myself.
All those words together can't happen. Remove popcorn ceiling easily. If you'd stop right there, I would say you could hire somebody. And then you said by myself. How big of an area do we have here, Jeannie?
The whole house.
Oh, boy.
About, 1,400 square feet.
Are you a finisher, Jeannie, or are you a quitter? Are you a woman that when I get started, I am going to see this thing to the end?
I will, but it'll take me a long time.
Oh,
I'm still staying in the fence for 2 years. So.
Right. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Give me an example of a room, like a bedroom.
Yes.
Can you take everything out of that bedroom?
Yes.
All right. We're talking about the whole house.
Yes.
All right. I want you to buy something called the baker's scaffolding.
Okay.
All right. It is a metal scaffold that you can buy at the hardware store. They probably have to order it, but you can get it in. It's going to cost you $150. But it's a platform that has wheels and a caster and a plank that you can adjust. So now you have a surface that you're working around instead of just off of a ladder. Okay? We're talking about the whole house. This is going to be the investment that's worth it. You're going to take a spray bottle or a pump sprayer or something with hot water. That's it. And you're going to spray the ceiling. And then you're going to take a 6-inch wide taping knife, and you're going to start scraping. And you're going to get the wetness is going to get absorbed in through the flat paint that was on the popcorn and get to the popcorn, and you're going to start taking this off in, sheets. But sometimes it's not going to be that easy, but other times it will, and you'll scrape it away, scrape, and then you do a little sanding, a little bit of touch-up, paint the ceiling, move on to the next room.
Okay, how safe is it to stay in that room while anything? I mean, obviously the furniture and stuff is going to be out.
Yeah, it's all latex. It's not. How old's the house?
I'd say about 20 years.
Right. Let me tell you this. Your shoulders are going to look so good when you're done with this. You're going to be able to wear those Lindsay, what's the one of those shirts you wear where you put the thing down and it's not, it's like a blouse that women wear and it has like a gathering that you can pull it down off the top of your shoulder.
I think they're called the cold shoulder.
You're going to have the cold, that's all you're going to wear all summer. Is there a Mr. Jeannie?
There is.
He's going to be like, Jeannie, your shoulders look fantastic. And the ceilings look even better.
Great. That's what I'm going for.
All right. Well, and you got a twofer right there. It's not easy. But the key is the scaffolding. It's latex paint. Wear some safety glasses because it's going to pop on your face when you scrape away, and just do one room at a time. Don't do more than that so you don't get so frustrated that you're just like, this is crazy, I'm not going to do this. But if you take your time, hot water and a spray bottle or a pump sprayer, scraping with a 6-inch knife, you'll be good to go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Bye, Jeannie. Happy Memorial Day weekend. This is John and Chicago. Hi, John. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Long time, first time. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so listen, last night, I'm 27 years old. I had a party at my house, okay? And it got a little rowdy, this morning, I realized my brother took an upper decker in my toilet. Poop.
All right.
How do I get rid of it?
In your toilet?
So you know the top part of the toilet where, you know, you have the where all the water builds up? He pooped in there.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So
that's great. I'm gonna get just it's just not anything I want to talk about in the morning. And your brother, I would never invite him over again. So at this point, you just have to clean out the tank by hand. Good morning, everybody. Right? It's gross. That's gross. Right. With the Cheerios this morning, that's not, we don't want to talk about that this morning. That's terrible. Just clean it all out. Shop vac will be helpful. Go outside, hose it all down. And have your brother do it. Never invite him over again. Right? That's crazy. 7:43 in the morning. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning. It's like a well-oiled machine. What are you doing? Then you just have to play the rejoin. Ready? All right. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. It's Memorial Day weekend, the official start of grilling season. And we have a trio of products that I think will be quite useful. Take a listen.
It's summertime.
Memorial Day weekend officially marks the start of the grilling season. Grills, barbecues, bonfires, it all screams summer. We've got a few new Noodaloo 2s this morning to start you off right. Have you heard of these FireDisc cookers? FireDisc is a well-built, high-performance cooking device designed for outdoorsmen. They call it the cowboy wok. It fires up fast with propane, cooks a lot of food, and seasons like a cast iron pan. It's completely portable and cleans up quickly with just a little bit of water. You can boil, fry, sear, or simmer. And find out more at FireDiscCookers.com. Kickstands aren't just for bicycles anymore. Mr. Barbecue now offers a three-piece kickstand tool set to keep things clean with elevated handles that prop up your tools. This prevents mess from spreading by keeping the heads of your tools from touching that preparation area. The set includes a spatula, fork, and tongs and are made with durable stainless steel. The set goes for about $20 on Amazon. Shifting from the grill to the bonfire, this next product was too cute to not include. The Fishing Pole Campfire Roaster from Firebugs brings a little fun to your marshmallow or hot dog roasting. They literally look like fishing poles. You slide the marshmallows or hot dogs onto the prongs, hold them over the fire, and when you're ready to flip, you use those fishing skills and jig the pole, and the marshmallows or hot dogs or whatever you're cooking flip right over. So cute. The Fishing Pole Campfire Roaster goes for about $22 on Firebugs with 2 G's and a Z.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Just search for him at Lou Manfredini and like him. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
All right, I have the fire, what's it called?
Firebugs.
Firebugs, and it's like a fishing pole. It has almost like an H pattern of little rods that you stick on there, and there's like a little fish on it. And so what you do is you're holding it over the fire, cooking your hot dog, whatever, and you do a little flick, and it spins over. It's like weighted like a little fish, and it goes over, and you go back and forth. What you missed is this morning early when Lindsay was describing it, she was had her hand on her hip, and she was showing me how to do this. I go, that's the video she should take for everybody to watch, but instead she had me do it right there. It's cool. It's you could put four marshmallows on there or two hot dogs, and go right over the fire and use it, which is great. So I like that. Then the barbecue tools with the kickstand is something that always bothers me when I'm grilling. You know, when you're using the tongs or you're cooking chicken or whatever, or the spatula. Here's a nice little spatula. I mean, you know, it's like how many more garden grilling tools do we need, right? It's a, you can only make a spatula so many ways. This spatula right here, Lindsay, that I'm holding up, I've seen this particular design of the actual spatula a million times. You know, it's like the, it's got little serrated, like a little knife thing that you could cut, and then it's got something on the side where you could use it to actually clean off the grill. But then you're making burgers or whatever, you put it down, and all the schmutz goes on the side of the grill. And this with the kickstand has a little thing that kicks it up and keeps the thing that's touching the food off of the surface, which is totally cool. And then the fire disc is really a specialty grill for somebody that needs another toy, right? It's like for the guy or the woman who loves the barbecue but needs that other thing to do chicken wings or paella or chili or onion rings. Have you ever made onion rings?
I don't think so, no, but I love them.
Okay, can I tell you the trick to making an onion onion rings? Okay, so you need the big onions, right? Vidalia, awesome. Cut them into rings, all right? Then you use pancake batter.
Pancake batter?
Wait, it gets even better. And soda water, like LaCroix.
Yeah.
And that's what you mix the batter with.
Okay.
Then you dip the onion in the pancake batter, a little salt and pepper, and the soda water.
Like Bisquick?
Pancake, like a like the pancake mix. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. It doesn't have to be. It can be the ready-made Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm. Then you put it in your Fire Disc. Oh.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I do love onion rings.
But the bubbly water is the key.
I've never thunk it.
Me, of course, I use San Pellegrino because I'm Italian. But oh my gosh. If you had that Fire Disc and you had the little vegetable oil in there and you went to town, well, you probably need the you need like the oil you use to fry a turkey. Peanut oil or canola. You don't want to get too hot because it'll flash over. But the Fire Disc is this giant wok and it's super portable. It breaks down. You throw it in the back of the car and it's really unique. It's not for burgers and steaks, although you can do that. It'd be like a grill. It's propane. You connect it to a propane tank. So check it all out. It's up on our Facebook page. We'll also put it up on our website, WGNradio.com. Just go to the Mr. Fix-It page, and you will see it there. 7:53 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Bill. I'm sorry, Paul in LaPorte. Hey, Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I've got a problem that I just noticed in my garage, which is underground. I got a raised ranch.
Okay.
And I got cinder blocks that are painted in there, and I've got some black mold on some of these area of cinder blocks that my wife almost went bananas on me. And what do you do with this? You've mentioned the black mold before, right? I'm trying to remember what you said. You know.
Well, the cinder block on the outside of that is the soil.
Correct, underneath the soil.
Okay.
And basically, I've got a full underground half of the ranch.
Okay.
And I've got a window there, a high window, but it's not in a well. Okay, but it's just above that level. You know.
Is your lovely bride, while she's freaking out, does she want to know if it's bad for you? In other words, here's the thing: you can go Healthful Home makes a 5-minute mold test that you can buy at the hardware store.
Okay? Right.
And you can go there. It's like a pregnancy test. It gives you a little cotton swab. You swab it. You break the seal. You drip it onto this little thing. And in 5 minutes, you're going to know if the mold is bad for you. Now, if I were you, Paul. Wait, is your wife listening?
No.
Okay. If I were you, I wouldn't do the test because she'll freak out if it's the bad mold. Okay. Healthful Home also makes this thing called Fog You Mold and also a spray cleaner. You're just going to spray it on top of this stuff. It's going to kill all the mold.
Good, good.
And it'll be fine. So you're down in LaPorte. You got an ace in LaPorte, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And I've also got to repaint this anyhow.
Right.
Eventually.
So I want you to spray it all with this. Kill all that mold. Okay.
Fog You Mold spray. Okay.
Fog You Mold spray. They also make a pump sprayer. It's a similar product. That's a little more. You know, you don't have to spray it, but it'll kill all the mold. In a couple days, it'll be gone. And then just brush it off, okay? And then go ahead and paint it with a paint that has a mildicide in it, which, some of the Clark & Kensington and the Valspar paints in there. There's also a concrete paint that you can use by UGL called Drylock that has a mildicide in there. What color is it, white?
Yes, it's basically a white, like a creamy white.
Yeah, you can tint it as well. They can do all this for you at the Ace.
Okay.
Fog You Mold.
Fog You Mold spray. Thank you, sir.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 7:56 in the morning. We'll be back right after this.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fix It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off.
8:09 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by our friends at Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Memorial Day weekend. This is Carol in Des Plaines. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have two questions. Question number one.
Yes, ma'am.
My house is 58 years old, and it's like a bungalow style. In the front, I have a great big stoop. It's probably 12 to 15 feet long, and it's four stairs high that you walk up. It has a million, they call them spider cracks,
mm-hmm.
plus a big crack down the middle. The stairs are chipping. The stones are coming up. It's like falling apart. I've called two contract people, cement people, to come out and look at them. One was from Mega, and they looked at it, and they said, we don't want to deal with it. You have to jackhammer the whole thing down. It would be a horrendous problem. I don't know what to do. I've had two concrete people come out and say, too much work.
Okay. So as far as you're concerned, this thing, it's just a mess. In other words, it needs to be replaced.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. How long you lived in that house?
58 years.
And do you know your neighbors?
Yes.
You like your neighbors?
No. Well,
all right, well, this isn't going to work. Here's my point. Here's my point. The problem, the reason everybody is saying, oh, it's too big of a job, is like they can't charge you enough to make it worth their while to do one set of stairs. And so if you have neighbors that have a similar situation on their homes, you could do a thing saying, hey, Susie, you know, your steps look terrible too. What if we both got this done and then the contractor could do both of these jobs and it's more advantageous for them? That's my one point. But if that's not possible, then we're going to figure out how to get you done. All right?
Okay.
Now, you've got to try a bunch of different contractors. Here's where I want you to go. To the NARI, okay. The NARI website, N-A-R-I, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, I as in Igloo, .org. That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there you're going to type in your zip code, and you're going to look under concrete contractors, and you're going to get a couple people to call to come out and take a look at it. And just say, okay, I need this whole thing jacked out and brought up and built new and da-da-da-da-da-da, and here we go. Okay?
But see, I need the sidewalk in front of it.
Right, that's even better. If I'm a concrete contractor, then I get all that work. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's not like
yeah.
I'm coming out to do... I mean, this, Carol, is several thousand dollars worth of work.
What would you say would be the cost? They wouldn't even give me a price.
I mean, you said it's 12 feet?
Yeah, and then about four stairs high.
All right. I mean,
and then, of course, it has the wrought iron railing. Can they keep the railing?
No, that's got to go. And then that's a separate
person. That's what I figured.
That's a separate person that's going to come in and put that back. Okay? I mean, if I had to guess, they're going to come in day one and break it all out. Then they're going to come, mm-hmm. probably start on that day one, maybe even do the forming. And they may be able to pour the steps and the landing by the second day. Then they have to come back on the third day and take the forms down. And then they'll do the sidewalk on the third day. And then they'll come back on the fourth day and strip it all down, and it should be done. So it's a four-day proposition. You know, this mm-hmm. could be with concrete and everything. You know, you're probably in the $5,000 to $7,000 range.
Okay.
That's my guess.
But don't I have to put the railing in while the cement is soft?
No, they come back and drill it afterwards.
Oh.
Right. But the thing is, that rail that you have may uh-huh. not just go back in place with what you have.
I see.
You may have to get a new railing built.
Okay.
Okay? So this is a process. Okay?
I know.
But
it's
if you
a big
start,
problem.
But if you start at the NARI website, you should be able to find contractors that are willing
okay.
to give you a price.
Yeah, I would have thought, though, mega home bill, home, whatever they're called, they would have, but they said, no, they don't want to deal with it.
Well, I mean, I don't know why they didn't say that. And again, you're just describing it to me. But again, if you're a contractor, we want the work. And so there are contractors out there that'll take that work. And if one doesn't want it, we just have to find other people to do.
Okay.
You had a second question? Yeah.
Yes. I have a powder room that has pink ceramic tile. Can that be painted, the tile, ceramic tile?
You can paint anything, yes. You know, if it's when you say it's pink ceramic, are we talking on the floor or on the wall?
On the walls.
Oh, all right.
Half up the wall.
Yeah, so that, if you wanted to, you would just wipe it. Are you going to have this done?
Yeah, I would have it done.
All right, they'll wipe down the walls. And they'll use an acrylic, interior paint that's super sticky. I would probably have them lightly sand the tile a little bit to try and cut a little of the glaze off of it. Just a little. And then a paint and primer and one over the top of that. You can paint it any color you want. When it's all painted, it'll look like a tile wall that's a different color. And the fact that it's on a wall, you know, as long as you're not, you know, banging up against it with a bag of tools or anything like that, you'll be fine.
No, I'm the only one in the house.
Yeah.
The other thing is that about 2 months ago, you had someone on, you were talking to, someone. He did, like, come in your house and do touch-up, like, if you needed the grout. He was in Villa Park.
It was a company called Kitchen. Oh, no, it was called Miracle Method. And they do tune-ups of bathrooms and kitchens and whatnot.
And it's in Villa Park.
I think you're right. Yeah, if you go to Miracle Method, they'll come up with the it's like a franchise. They have different territories. And so you'll find the person that works in your area.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right, Carol, good luck.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is it Tem?
Yes,
hi,
is.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Well, for various reasons, my husband and I started to clean our garage. And
would the reason be that you wanted the garage to be cleaned?
No, not really.
Really?
Great. Yeah, it was great just throwing stuff in there. But our freezer stopped working, and we had to empty our freezer, which melted ice all over the carpeting that we had in there, and one thing led to the next, and decided, you know what, let's really, really clean this place up.
And your husband was all in, wasn't he?
He was so excited.
Oh,
you can't imagine.
I can sense the excitement over the radio.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm laughing about this is that my wife and I yesterday cleaned out our garage, which I did not know was on the list of things to do. And I came home and she said, "Hey, we're going to clean out the garage." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And in the midst of that, a ladder fell on her head. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know, it's
awful. You didn't have it attached well to the wall?
You know, it was hanging from the ceiling, and quite honestly, of course, it's my fault. I did catch the ladder, but I didn't catch it fast enough to avoid it hitting her noggin.
I wasn't implying that you were being...
Oh, no, I know exactly what you were implying, but keep going. All right, how can I help you?
Okay, so we decided after we pulled the carpet... that we had from 1,000 years ago that we had laid down there that looked nice 1,000 years ago, that maybe we would epoxy the floor in the garage. Now, this is the question. Do you think that's a good idea? And if you do, is it something we can do ourselves?
I think that it is a, let's see, is it a good idea? Sure. Here's the thing that I will tell you. And this is not to disparage any company, but if you're going to do a do-it-yourself epoxy system on your home, in the climate that we live in, you will eventually get some lift out of the product under the tires of the car.
Okay? Yes.
I don't care what anybody tells you, that's what's going to happen, because we have too much weather extreme in our home. Now, here's how I would tell you to do this. Your garage floor, is it sound, meaning that it's not cracked or you don't have big chunks that are leaning or anything?
No, it's a little pitted. It is a little pitted.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sweep it all out. I want you to take a cleaner like spick and span or something like that,
uh-huh.
and a deck brush on the end of a pole, and I want you to scrub the floor so you get up and break up all the grease and debris and dirt from it and then hose it all down, so you rinse it all really well.
Okay.
Okay. Then, after it dries, I want you to put down a sealer over the top of it that's the best sealer in the world called Bone Dry. It's not inexpensive. Okay?
Okay.
So you can go to their website, bonedryproducts.com, find a dealer that sells it in your area, or you can order it online. You're going to put that down. Then 2 days later, you're going to put down the epoxy of your choice.
Huh.
Huh. And you're going to paint you're going to paint it on. Here's the thing. The sealer is the critical point to make sure that the epoxy doesn't lift from moisture coming up.
And it's Bone Dry.
Is the sealer.
Are there professional people that actually do this?
Sure. And you know how much they charge?
No.
$5 a square foot.
Okay. So maybe we would be better off just taking the carpeting from another room and laying it on the floor.
Well, why are you putting carpeting in your garage?
I think just because we had it.
Wait, so you drive the car on carpeting?
We do. Or we did, yes.
Wow.
But now it's
what's going on at that house over there in Arlington Heights? Do the neighbors know you do this kind of stuff? I mean,
no.
If you want to just do that, I mean, look, you can buy, they make like garage pads and floors that you can click together that you can drive on, and the moisture and the ice and the water go through it, and then it drains out. I mean,
uh-huh.
That carpeting with the wet from the car in the wintertime, I mean, it's got to be like a breeding ground for mildew.
Oh, it's awful. It's moldy and yucky.
Let's not do
okay.
that again.
Okay.
So look at some garage floors. You know, you ever see the commercials on TV for WeatherTech? You know,
yes.
They make the car mats and stuff.
Yes, I love them.
Yeah, they all made in America. It's awesome. I love it. They make a garage floor kit that you can buy. You click it together, you can drive a semi over the top of it, and there's going to be no mildew and mold over the top of it.
Oh, that sounds like a much better choice
it's
than
not,
the epoxy.
It's not, well, it's not inexpensive, but it's a better long-term solution for you.
Okay. Then it also looks good. We have a party in the garage, right?
Even better. I don't know what you're doing in your garage, Tim, but it's none of my business. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I appreciate you calling. 8:21 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
I'm singing in the rain.
Lindsay, ask me why I was in Displays yesterday.
Why were you in Displays yesterday?
Because that kid that just said you're listening to Mr. Fix-It is my youngest son, Max Manfredini. And I took him to the driver's license facility, and he got his driver's license yesterday on this first try.
That
is a scary proposition. The last Manfredini
driving now.
To get his driver's license, Max Manfredini.
Congratulations
yeah,
to him.
I know. And on another quick personal note, Thursday night, our beautiful daughter Mallory graduated from St. Ignatius College Prep. We had a lovely graduation ceremony. It was a very proud moment. I know many are graduating and have children graduating. I had a niece, Bella, graduate from Deerfield High School the same night. And my amazing father-in-law, 85 years old, had two grandchildren graduating the same night. Deerfield High School, okay, they graduated at Ravinia in Highland Park. That's where they have the graduation ceremony, where I graduated from, mm-hmm. right? Back then, we just called it Ravi, you know, because it was so long ago. They didn't have Nya. And he went to that graduation at 5 and made it to see his other granddaughter down at Ignatius by UIC by 7:30, whatever, got to see her walk across. Isn't that great?
Extraordinary.
He is
that's
amazing,
awesome.
Hank. Nice job. So congratulations to both of them.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
How did the lock-in go last weekend?
Oh, for prom?
Yeah, they locked everybody in the school?
They locked everybody in the school till 4 a.m. And you know what, Sam, as a parent, the key element is that you want your children to come home after it's all over, and she walked through the door in one piece. So it was a success.
There you go.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone line. See if we can help here. Here's Gail in Bridgeview. Hi, Gail. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
We have a cedar awning over our back door. And in the awning are gigantic bees that are boring holes, perfectly round holes. And I don't know how to get rid of them. The bees are probably about a quarter, the size of a quarter inch in diameter.
So they're not living there. They're just boring in there.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if they're living in there. I haven't found, I don't know. They come and go.
They come and
they
go.
They make holes. Yeah. We now have like five holes.
Okay. Okay, so there's a couple ways to do this. If you don't want to harm the bees, okay, you can buy these little smokers that literally create some smoke that you can place. And actually, it's a puffer, and you puff this little, like, smoke and solution on there to keep them away from it, and it'll irritate them, and they won't want to come back. But it takes multiple efforts to do this.
Okay.
Now, if you're less interested in that and just want them to go away forever,
yes,
it sounds like you have them. They're just doing the damage. They're not living there. They're probably some type of carpenter bee that's taking the pulp to go do something else with it at a nest. Just take a hornet spray when they're not around and spray the cedar a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Just to have a little layer of this over the top of that. They'll fly up to it. They'll smell it. They won't want anything to do with it, and they'll go somewhere else.
Okay. Do I need to plug the holes that they've already bore?
Well, yeah, you want to caulk those holes.
Okay.
You know, if you can, because they'll keep coming back.
Oh, they will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until we get, but then with that spray, it should keep them away.
And any type of bee spray.
You go to the hardware store, and whether you want to buy the Raid or the Ace, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's, you know what, it's all the same stuff inside the can, and just have different labels.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You got it, Gail. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 8:32. In the morning, and it's time now for WGN Radio News. After the news, we're going to talk to someone that works with a company that does deconstruction. So if you're ever doing any kind of remodeling and you're taking all the stuff out of your house, what are you going to do with it? Well, there are some things you can do with it other than just throwing it into a dumpster.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a
trumpet stake. 8:41 in the morning. there's such a funny story about this song that I don't think I can share. But my kids know, and my wife knows. 8:41 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you remodeling? Are you thinking about doing a big project around your home? And, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's a new kitchen. Maybe it's a new bathroom. Maybe it's a room addition. Well, one of the things that happens is you got to take the old stuff that's in your house and do something with it, right? I mean, and that typically for most people is like a big, 30-yard, 40-yard dumpster outside in their driveway to fill it all up. Joining me on the phone line right now is Steve Filio. He's the president of Blue Earth Deconstruction. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell me... what I just described, when most people are doing any kind of construction projects around their home, that's typically what they did. I spent a career doing that same thing. Your company offers a little bit different solution, doesn't it?
We do. The result is the same. I mean, obviously, you've got to clear the way to, you know, build whatever is to be new. But it doesn't all have to go in the dumpster. And that's why, you know, we've built what we do around finding reuse, and whether it be repurposing or other life for all the materials that don't have to go to a landfill right away, which is the majority of it.
So tell me, what would be a typical job, and who would be the typical people you would work for?
It there are a couple different ways we get into it, but the two main benefits are going to be the financial end and the environmental. Okay. The environmental is easy, and it's clear that anytime we can take something and use it more than once, we're saving landfill space, we're saving, you know, degradation of you know, forests, whether they be old growth or new. But the financial side, or people that want to save money on their remodels or even full teardown, we can clear the way, we can take an entire house down, and 90% of that leaves on a truck instead of a dumpster.
Wow. And then what do you do with that stuff?
So we work with Habitat for Humanity Restore. They have locations all over Chicagoland. And what they do is they accept those as a donation. So homeowners are actually donating those items, giving them to, you know, folks that could use them instead of sending them to a landfill and taking a write-off on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tax-deductible donation right there, same as if you're going to write a check to the Red Cross or your church. And oftentimes that covers, you know, at least a portion of, sometimes it covers the entire demo cost. People are saving thousands of dollars by, you know, putting things into reuse that other folks would just throw away.
Right. I mean, the fact is, so you're going to come out, and as opposed to, you know, if you're going to do this work, if you hired a general contractor, let's say, it may be that they, as part of their contract, their members of their crew are just going to rip this stuff off the walls and throw it in a dumpster and be on their way. And you're paying for that, you know, the labor that goes into it. Your company comes in and takes perhaps, well, not perhaps, it does, a more, takes more care in taking it all apart to be reused. But the cost, I would think, in the labor is probably pretty similar.
Exactly. And what we like to say is if it comes down to you've got nicer things in your home that need more care, it just means that there's more benefit, you know, on the other side of it.
Right.
We have appraisers that will tell you what all those items are worth, you know, up front. So there's no, you know, guessing, okay, you know, am I going to, you know, recoup my cost? Is it going to save me a lot of money? We know that up front. But, yeah, it, you know, you see all these shows like on HGTV or the DIY Network, and everybody loves Demo Day. But, you know, not everything needs a sledgehammer. You can,
right,
you know, unscrew the cabinets from the wall and, you know, move them out, and somebody else can put them in the next day.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, on a personal level, I mean, I've been talking a little bit on the radio that my wife and I, probably in the fall now, we've pushed it back a little bit. We're going to remodel our kitchen in our home. And so I look at those cabinets, and there's a, you know, we live on the northwest side of the city. There's a Restore there that I'm very familiar with. We actually donate a lot of stuff there from our hardware store that's also on the northwest side. But you guys would come in, essentially, you'd take the counters off, you'd dismantle the cabinets, you'd put it on, I assume you put it on your truck, and then you take it over to the Restore as all part of the overall fee that someone would pay.
Exactly. And so instead of that demo cost, you know, we refer to what we do as deconstruction because there is more care. But exactly, we take over, we come in, we remove the cabinets, the countertops, we do flooring, doors, windows, appliances, HVAC, the mechanical systems. I mean, and then, you know, on larger projects, we even, you know, take the lumber and brick and all that.
But wow,
all of that goes on our truck. It goes over to the folks at Restore. And, I mean, most of these things don't last, you know, very long. You know, they go right out the door the next day.
Right. And now, as far as the different sizes of project do you do, I'm just thinking of examples. Like if somebody was going to replace all the appliances in their home, you know, let's say that they're not doing the kitchen, but I'm going to get a new stove and a new microwave and a fridge and a dishwasher, but I don't want to throw this stuff away. You know, yeah, it's 10 years old, but it all still works. Could people hire you to come and take that all apart and bring it to Restore and do that? Or is that a little bit too much of a specialty?
You know,
you can be honest.
You can be honest. You know what? We would love to do that, but most often when I get calls like that, I say, "Listen, you'll probably save money by renting a truck."
Right.
And you know, if you've got,
it's just not worth the cost. You'll come do it, but to mobilize the guys and do whatever, it's not going to work.
No, we're typically an alternative to demolition. So
right,
whether it's we do bathrooms, we'll do a kitchen. But if somebody's just going to get new appliances, typically, you know, those can get removed by somebody that doesn't have the expertise that we do.
But
when it comes to our projects, we've done, you know, 700-square-foot bungalows, and we've done we're working on an 11,000 square foot house, you know, on the North Shore. So,
wow,
you know, no, nothing too small, nothing too large. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of these things that really should be saved. And, you know, we found a way to do that where people actually have the financial benefit. I believe it actually removes a lot of the guilt that people feel when they have these projects,
right,
to know that, you know, somebody could use it, but they don't know how to connect the dots.
Right. Well, and I think that that's, you're hitting upon something. I think that, you know, that whole consciousness of the impact. I mean, I was at dinner last night with friends, and we were talking about, you know, the impact of online shopping at versus, you know, going to a store. And this friend of mine said, you know, I wonder what the overall environmental impact is of all these online stores, you know, because, you know, you think about, you know, the convenience of ordering stuff online, and you order something, and yeah, you get free shipping from Amazon or whatever, but it comes on a truck that burns diesel fuel and whatever, and then you get it, and, you know, you don't like it, and then you put it back on in an envelope, and you goes back on a truck, and, you know, the environmental impact of online shopping is probably bigger than you think, and the environmental impact of you just throwing that all in a dumpster is way bigger than you think when you really consider the fact that using a service like yours gives it an opportunity to have a second life.
Oh, my, nobody thinks about it, and I don't blame them because, you know, why would you? For how many years have we watched, you know, the home down the street getting torn down, and, you know, it's excavators, and, you know, it gets smashed up and sent away. And
right,
when you look at every, I mean, those are bathtubs, those are toilets, those are windows, those are doors. I mean, even, you know, some of the older homes, I mean, it just, you know, I think people have emotional responses to seeing some of that old growth lumber go.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, even these homes that were built in the 60s that, you know, maybe just haven't stood the test of time, all of that, there are, gosh, we did the math. It's over 100 trees worth of lumber in a 1,600 square foot home. I mean, that alone, we should find a way to make it financially feasible for all of those homes, all of that lumber to just be reharvested.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, having to, you know, say goodbye to acres and acres of forest.
And it's perfectly structurally capable and can be used for a myriad of different uses. So you're absolutely right. Steve Filio is the president of Blue Earth Deconstruction. All right, Steve, if people want to get a hold of you, they want to tear apart a kitchen or do whatever, and they need some help in making sure it's done the right way and get it to be reused, how do they find you?
Our website is www.blueearthdeconstruction.com. There's a contact form there. You can email me directly at steve@blueearthdeconstruction.com. If you like social, we are fairly active on Twitter and Instagram. We share, you know, what's going on with some fun projects that we do. And feel free. My number is 630-200-5889. So feel free. We're happy to help in any way we can.
That's awesome. Steve Filio, president of Blue Earth Deconstruction. Thanks for taking the time with us, and have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. 8:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back. I was just handed this from Lindsay because, you know, I don't know my geography about Sweden and Switzerland. If you're in Switzerland, you're never more than 10 miles from a lake. In Sweden, the official language is Swedish. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band. No, that's Sweden. Yeah, Swedish. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Are you talking about Switzerland or Sweden?
That was Sweden.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you Swedish when you're from Switzerland, or are you Swedish when you're from...
No, you're Swiss when you're from Switzerland.
Okay, wait a minute. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band.
Right, they're from
Sweden.
That's
on my Sweden sheet.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. That's correct.
So you're Swiss when you're from Sweden?
No.
So when you're from Switzerland, you're what?
You're Swiss.
You're Swiss. And when you're from Sweden...
You're a Swede.
You're a Swede. Oh, Swedish.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma mia.
Still makes me laugh. 8:57 in the morning. Jim's in Huntley. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Happy Memorial Day.
You
weekend.
Too, sir. You too. How can I help you?
Lou, I just wanted to thank you. We called you a couple weeks ago talking about countertops. We were thinking of having them done. And you recommended a quartz and a cambria, and that's what we went with. And it is fantastic.
Oh, you got it all put in?
Love it.
Wait a minute. You called me 2 weeks ago, and you already had a cambria countertop put in? That's pretty quick.
It was several weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's awesome. Well, and let me ask you this. Is there a Mrs. Jim?
There is.
Is she even happier than you?
She loves him. Oh. Absolutely loves him. We had a black laminate formica that came with the house when we bought it 6 years ago, and always wanted to get it replaced, but finally got it done.
Good for you. I'm glad that's working out for you. That's very nice of you. Well, have a wonderful Memorial Day.
You too, Lou. Thanks.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's take another call before we have to. Let's talk to Barb. Barb's been hanging on. Hey, Barb, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, Lou, and I just want to thank you for your many, many times of helping me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We talk about you all week. We laugh and we're serious. We just love you, and God's been good to you with all the blessings I hear with your kids.
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Amen. I have just had a bathroom floor, powder room kitchen area, bathroom floor pulled out because the floor was kind of sagging, so the man rips it out, and we found termites last week. So the floor, this is probably why it's going, although we did have a roof repaired with some water damage before, too. So under this area, you know, bi-level concrete crawl space under the kitchen and bathroom, who would be a reputable source? Now, we're going to have that treated, the termites treated. Never had a clue about these creatures, and we're having that treated. You know, they have a date coming out already.
Right.
Who do I look to go under, you know, into that crawl space? Because we did have a beam put in about 20 years ago to hold up a second-story addition and to make sure this is safe now.
Well, so you're having an exterminator come out and do the extermination and the treatment?
They're going to do, yes, the treatment for the termites. Yes,
okay,
we're having the house done.
But they're going to also go into the basement or into the crawl space and do some treatment down there as well, correct?
Yes, they're going to spot treat, I think, a couple of different areas, but they're going to have to plug in the whole house.
Right.
They go around the whole foundation and all the way to the top, I understand,
drilling holes. Right.
So these creatures are horrendous.
Right. So what I would do is I would first, when they get down to that crawl and do the inspection, they typically have the expertise to kind of say, holy smokes here, Barb, we got a problem with that beam. We need someone else to come take a look at it.
They're saying they really can't, so they're telling me I should really get someone. They can see is what they can see. You know, they're not the inspectors. They don't have that home inspection thing, he said.
Right. Well, okay, so then in that respect, what we got to do is find you a carpentry contractor down in Bridgeview that does that to come and take a look. And so the place to start there, I've been saying it a lot, but is the NARI website, which is NARI.org, and type in your zip code, get a carpentry contractor to come out and take a look at that so that they can inspect the beams and whatnot that have to do that. Now, PermaSeal also does structural repairs as well, and you could contact them to come take a look. The evaluation is free, and they could assess to see what's going on, because the termite issue could also have something to do with moisture coming into the home. And in that crawl, which is a perfect breeding ground for termites, moist wood, it's like the old country buffet for them when you have it like that. So you could try them as well at 800-421-SEAL.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song?
I think you're okay.
Lou Manfredini. Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like the copper choir boy.
Chore boy.
So, whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
9:11 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by DykstraHomeServices.com, ChevyDriveChicago.com, and Ace Hardware.
It's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care?
In 3 weeks, I'm going to be live on Saturday, June 10th from 7 to 10 a.m. at Wanamaker's Home and Garden in Downers Grove. Join our barbecue broadcast, all in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. There's plenty of chances to win prizes throughout the show as well. Wanamaker's Home and Garden is located at 1940 Ogden Avenue in Downers Grove. Visit WGNradio.com/events page for more details.
You talk about onion rings in the 8 o'clock hour and now barbecue in the 9 o'clock hour.
Who's hungry?
Seriously.
Who is hungry?
Me!
We got to get one of those fire discs and make onion rings one morning. Maybe we'll talk to the Wanamaker's people about doing onion rings with my thing. Sam, you going to come out to Downers Grove and Wanamaker's? You like a good... Can I tell you something? It's on the other end of the world over there.
Downers Grove, right?
It's past Downers Grove.
Oh.
Well, they say Downers Grove, right? Where do they say?
They say Downers Grove.
Yeah.
Are they wrong?
No. So here's the thing. You know, I have
they
like
say
a... They say. They don't know where they are. I think I've talked about this, is that Mike Jakubowski and I, years ago, did a basement remodeling job in Burr Ridge, which is not too far from there. And we bought a ton of paneling from Wanamaker's. They no longer sell paneling, but they did back then. This is in the 80s, when all you kids here on the show were little. Domati, when were you born?
89.
Me too.
Hey. It's a good year.
Lindsay does not like being the second oldest on the air right now.
A year after the Alamo song came out.
I used to be like the young chicken.
Just wait.
I mean, you were born in 88, Lindsay. So
listen to me. I was the guy on the job site. All I can remember when I was on the job site years ago, hey, kid, go get me this. Hey, kid, go get me this. Now who's saying that? Me. Yeah. 89.
I was still born in the 80s, though, babe.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. Just made it.
Babes.
9:13 in the morning. Rosemary is in Chicago. Hi, Rosemary. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I love you.
I love you, Rosemary.
You have helped me so many times, but now this time I need help. The other day I went downstairs and I moved my grill, and I noticed that the underside of my grill is real rusty looking.
You mean the actual grill itself?
Yeah, the under part.
Okay.
The one that you don't see.
Okay. Well, wait, hold on. So is it a gas grill or is it a charcoal?
No, it's just charcoal.
Okay. And so when you say the under part, is it a round kettle?
No, it's basically square, and I could fold this thing up. It's wonderful.
Okay. So the underside of the actual grill itself,
right,
where you put the charcoal.
Right. On the bottom of that.
Like
not the inside, but the outside.
On the outside of it.
Right.
Okay. So here's the thing. They do make a paint that you can spray on there after you clean it up and do a little sanding. But what I will tell you is, though it's a heat-resistant paint, the fact that this is the bottom, when you put charcoal down there, and even though there's probably a little grate that keeps the charcoal from touching the bottom when you have heated up, that gets so hot that it's going to peel away pretty quickly.
Hmm.
Do you use this a lot?
No, I don't.
You don't. But it's a charcoal grill. You like the use. You like that. You don't want to get. I mean, just trying to think this through. If you want to spruce this thing up and make it look nice, you're going to have to dump everything out, clean it up, turn it upside down. Okay.
Which I have got it cleaned.
Okay. Turn it upside down and then take a wire brush or, even a scrubbing pad or something. Get all the loose rusty paint off there that you can. Okay.
I had that wire brush.
Okay, then you're going to buy a can before this of Rust-Oleum heat-resistant grill paint. They make a paint specifically for grills.
Okay.
Now, this works a lot better on the top lid as opposed to the bottom because it gets so hot. But if you don't use this thing a ton, I mean, if you use it half a dozen times a year, I think it'll hold up just fine for you.
Okay, well, then I could always brush it again.
Exactly. Right. It gives you something to do.
And it's called Rust-Oleum.
Heat-resistant grill paint.
Heat-resistant grill paint.
Yeah, you go to the hardware store and you tell them what you want to do and they'll get you a can of that.
I could get it at my favorite Southport store.
Perfect.
The Ace.
Perfect.
No, True Value. I'm sorry. It's a True Value at Southport.
In on the city's north side?
Yes. Right.
Klein True Value. I know those people.
Yes,
nice people there. You go there and actually, they won't be able to sell you the spray paint because it's in Chicago. So you have to, since it's in Chicago, they don't carry spray paint. So don't get me started on that. We were this close to getting the spray paint law changed, and then the city all of a sudden said, oh, no, let's not. Let's just tax everybody like crazy instead of giving honest people a chance to buy spray paint and get the tax revenue from that. So, unfortunately, Rosemary, you're going to have to go out of the city to get the spray paint, which makes no sense whatsoever. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Got a problem around your home? Pick up that phone and give Lou a call. 312-981-7200 on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror. And I can't help but notice you reflect in the sky.
Welcome back. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Frank's in Carpentersville. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
Lou, I have a 13-year-old townhome with a two-car garage.
Okay.
Okay. You know how some people like the corners of a pizza, even though it's a round pizza?
Right.
From the corner closest to the garage door, about 3 feet from the corner, I have a crack that goes from the garage door opening to the wall, and it's about an eighth of an inch wide. Just last year, I had the driveway replaced. What is that condition called when the driveway raises above the concrete on an asphalt driveway? Is it called heaving because moisture gets underneath, it freezes,
yeah,
and it lifts up the driveway?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, because the cars would enter and exit the garage, the area that was above the concrete was crumbling, and they replaced my driveway last fall, but this winter the driveway would raise up above the concrete slab
apron,
in the garage.
The apron.
No, not the apron.
Your driveway goes right up to the slab in the garage.
Right.
There's no concrete apron that sits outside.
Only on the apron. That's the only concrete. So the problem was where the asphalt stops at the cement slab in the garage floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the driveway would raise up during the winter months because I guess moisture would get caught underneath. And then would lift the driveway.
Okay, and how big of a lift?
How big of what?
How high did it lift up as opposed to the concrete?
About an inch and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, and they said it's a condition called, I think it's heaving.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I ask a quick question, though? What does this have to do with the corner piece of a pizza? You started, I got me all excited about pizza, and I thought there was something. I'm trying to follow the direction of why this has any relevance to pizza.
Well, pizza is one of my favorite foods, so I guess I relate a lot to pizza. But
all right, well, here's the problem. Okay, wait. Okay, so the problem is we got a heaving driveway, but then you said there's a crack in the garage, but that doesn't have anything to do with the problem with the driveway.
Well, what I was trying to paint the scenario where the crack, I think the concrete has collapsed in that corner because when the garage door closes, I see daylight at the corner of the garage door where it meets the floor.
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand if perhaps it's a poor design on the drainage of the gutters when the water goes into the foundation or into the soil that's eroding the soil underneath the townhome, and that's why the floor cracked. I have several cracks, but that's the biggest gap, about an eighth of an inch in that corner.
Yeah, so, okay. We have a couple of different issues. What you described from a standpoint of a downspout or water erosion, that certainly could be the case. And that crack area where you've got that slab kind of kicking off to the side there, that can be raised back up and elevated using something called a poly level. That's something that PermaSeal does. And that you can solve. That's an easy thing to fix. The heaving problem on the driveway,
Yeah.
What concerns me there is that is occurring because the gravel that you have underneath your asphalt is not deep enough. And
okay, so
go ahead.
The homeowner association told me that perhaps the first time when the house was new that the gravel wasn't enough density in the gravel.
Right.
And they gave me the whole spiel about we're going to test it and we're going to prevent this from happening again. Well, the first time we had a freeze, we had the same thing happen again, which caused the first driveway to crumble apart and fail. So they really didn't do anything different in my eyes because the same thing happened that caused the original driveway to fail.
Who pays for the driveway?
Well, it's a homeowners association, so they're responsible for the driveway. And they told me, well, we have a 5-year warranty, so if it happens again, we'll just monitor it. And then if we go ahead.
What's going to happen is that heaving to the level that you're talking about. If you take that portion where it goes by the drive or by the garage and it goes up and down like that, at some point you're going to get a big horizontal crack in the driveway.
Right.
Where it
right.
like it goes up and down like a hinge, okay?
Yeah.
And so to fix this, okay, and I would probably, from the Homeowners Association, if that's who pays for this, I would argue with them as I would fix this sooner than later because it can damage the entire surface or a good portion of the driveway. Come back from the garage like 10 feet out towards the street. Cut the asphalt horizontally, one straight line come across. Then that gravel has to come out, and you got to dig down because I need 6 inches of compacted stone before you have 3 inches of compacted asphalt. And so if you do that and you manage the drainage of the design and everything around there, make sure that we're not getting a bunch of moisture underneath there, that should solve this problem from happening again. But I would do it sooner than later because it's only going to cost the Homeowners Association more. And the whole 5-year warranty thing, I mean, that's all good and dandy, but you got to get the people back to do the work. So I would definitely do it sooner than later. I appreciate the phone call. It's 9:27 in the morning. Quick break.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Amy. What you
want to
do.
Thanks, Amy. Welcome back. 9:38 in the morning. We're going to try and get some more calls in today and forego our Just Text Me segment today. I want to talk to Jim, who's in Princeton. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, about 13 years ago, we were listening to your show, and you were talking about a tankless water heater. So we got a Renee, and it's been working great. Except about a year ago, it started making, I guess, a foghorn sound. It's in the basement, and you up on the second floor, and you turn on the hot water, you can hear this rumbling sound. We called a technician in, and he had no idea what was causing it, but he ran some cleaning fluid through it and replaced the gas control. This morning, taking a shower, it started hot, turned cold, turned off the water, turned it back on, hot again, and then turned cold. We don't know if it's time to replace it after 13 years or what to do.
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, the life expectancy on those is about 20 years. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Do you use a recirculating pump on that at all?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. So in other words, when you're up in the, master bath and you draw the water, you wait a little bit until it's hot.
Yes. Correct.
But then it's continuous. Okay.
That's correct.
So that humming, it tends to be an expansion sound, with some units in the heat exchangers. Now, the fact of the matter is, you're where in Princeton? What's the water? What's the water like down there? Are you in a well?
Pretty good. No, no,
no,
it's city water.
Okay, so it is important that on-demand water heaters get cleaned out. Those heat exchangers, that hum is typically an expansion sound because of calcification that can occur inside the heat exchanger. Now, the fact that you're out of water could be a flow sensor that has nothing to do with the hum.
Okay.
And that flow sensor may need to be replaced, and that could be due to calcification as well. That flow sensor is what ignites the heat exchanger to start creating the hot water.
Sure.
You know, I will tell you this. In Rinnai, which is what you have, is a fine unit. The technology has gone leaps and bounds since you bought this unit, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, you probably had to, at the time, increase the size of the gas line and all this other kind of stuff to make sure that it could feed this unit.
Yeah,
but,
I think we were the first person to get one in our area.
Yeah, and I mean, for the most part, have you been happy with it these past 13 years?
Oh, very happy with it.
It's terrific.
Yes.
I mean, they really are. It's terrific technology, I think. I would, you know, the thing is you want hot water, so you probably need a new flow sensor. And now here's the thing. You could swap that unit out since all the work has been done, and you could put a new one in. 13 years is a little shy of how it should last. One of the units that I like a lot now is a company called Navion. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Navion, you know, all this technology is from Asia, every bit of it. Even if it's got a Bosch name on it, you think it's a German company, that's all Asian technology.
Mm-hmm.
This Navion is a really good unit. It has a terrific serviceability record and durability record as far as just running and running and running. But if you decide down the line, like if the person comes and says, yeah, Jim, we need a new flame, you know, flow sensor, mm-hmm. It's going to be $500 to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might, you know, and with the expectation that you probably should get another 7 years out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably worth it to spend the $500. However, you may want to just say, I don't want any problems. Just swap the whole thing out. You can probably get a new Navion unit for about $1,500 or $1,800.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
sure.
You're done. No, and you should get 20 years, no problem.
Okay.
But yes. That moaning is probably calcification in the heat exchanger that needs to be cleaned out and or replaced. You just have to cost all that out. If you're spending over $500 to fix the unit you have, then I would replace the whole thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You got it, Jim. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. This is Linda in Chicago. Hi, Linda. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
My refrigerator is a side-by-side ice maker, and it just sounds awful. I'm afraid of it. It sounds like it's going to explode. It sounds like a Steph bomber. I can be in bed at night and hear it, you know, when it starts up and you hear this rattling. Plus, it freezes food on the refrigerator side at times. Can you help me?
How old is that fridge?
I was trying to figure that out, and I really can't, but it might be close to 10 years, but it's been acting this way for maybe a couple.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do before you call anybody.
Okay.
Now, how loaded down is that freezer and fridge? You got a lot of stuff in it?
Well, I have a refrigerator in the basement that I could transfer food to, it is kind of crowded.
Okay. Take all the food out.
Yes.
Get a cooler for the freezer stuff if you can, just temporarily.
Okay.
And I want you to unplug the unit.
Okay.
Hold the doors open. And I want you to let it defrost for at least 8 hours.
Okay.
My guess is the thing is frosted over behind the panels that you can't see. If you're telling me it's freezing food on the fridge side.
Yes.
And the thing that you can try yourself that other than it costs you time is to open up the doors, let it defrost for at least 8 hours, let everything drain out. You know, it's a great opportunity to clean the fridge out, get it all cleaned out, then plug it all back in and see what happens. If you still get that airline sound from the ice maker, then you may want to just replace the ice maker. Okay, that's not that expensive of a proposition to do that, because it could just be the sound of the ice maker itself. That's a separate unit that comes in and out, and you can order it online. You can go to an appliance repair house to buy it. They stock them. All you need is the model number and the serial number. Or you can contact somebody if you want to have someone do it, you know, like an apt appliance And they can come out and replace it for you as well. But probably 80% of the time, if you just unplug that fridge, it's from years of opening and closing, didn't close all the way, the back end ices up, and then the thing starts acting wonky. You unplug it, you let it defrost for 8 hours, you plug it all back in, and you're good to go. Appreciate the phone call. 9:46 in the morning.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Quinn. Hey, by the way, there's a brand new House Smarts this weekend on Sunday. This is a funny little thing why I want you to watch it. There's a feature on sheds. Okay. So our cameraman, Bobby Pekarev, who is the hardest working man in television, and producer Regan, who used to work here, they went to go film this shed thing. And the homeowner where they were doing the shed, they said, oh, yeah, just put the shed over here. And they put it all together. They did these time lapse things of the shed going together. The homeowner comes and goes, wow, the shed looks fantastic, but I wanted it over there. So the shed was all together and they had to move it. And so they're not contractors. They're TV people. And so they got some large PVC pipe and they lifted the shed up on there like the Egyptians and rolled it to the other end of the yard. Now, you don't see any of this on the TV show, but we used it for a blooper reel. And we actually did a 10th anniversary show, which hopefully is going to air on WGN Radio coming up. But when you look at that shed segment, I just want you to think about that as well. A really cool feature on 21st century real estate and the use of drones and how they're doing that. And then a bunch of other items, how to get rid of, if you've got a problem with a stinky garbage disposal, we got a great little tip on doing all that. So House Smarts on WGN Radio, excuse me, on WGN Television tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning on Channel 9. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Don in Plainfield. Hey, Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, should I say thanks for several tips over the years?
You're welcome.
A question regarding a sliding patio screen door. It is, I assumed, aluminum. It is apparently not. It's rusting at the corner seams and the bottom rail. Will CLR do that without wrecking the enameled finish?
Wait a minute. So it's a patio door, like
right.
A
sliding patio screen door.
It's the screen door, and if
right.
you look at the, is it the aluminum that looks a little almost like fuzzy?
It's rust.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. At the corner seams and along the bottom rail.
And what?
It's a very, very lightweight door. I just thought it was aluminum.
Yeah, right. Well, and is it, what is it, white?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, CLR will probably take care. It could be dripping. In other words, I mean, here's what I would do. Sure, try the CLR. Use a little Scotch-Brite pad or something just to see if it wipes off. If
okay.
it wipes off, you're good to go.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you notice that it's rust where it's actually in the finish,
mm-hmm.
but you still have integrity in the lightweight door itself,
mm-hmm.
then I'd pop the thing off, put it on a set of horses or something like that, lightly sand it, and tape off the screen or whatnot and spray paint it.
Okay.
All right. But you might get lucky just with the CLR, and it's just surface rust that maybe dripped on it from something else. I'm going to bet you it's aluminum, and it's surface rust. But if it's below that, just spray paint it with a little white spray paint that matches. You'll have to do the whole frame. Just tape it off real quick, one shot. It'll look great, and you won't have to worry about it. Appreciate the phone call. 9:55 in the morning. Bye. 9:57 in the morning. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, you could have let it play a little longer than that. We need to put it all together.
Is that new?
That's new. We just came up with it, and she was so excited because she loves the NSYNC.
That was my time.
That was your time.
The NSYNC.
The NSYNC.
My young days.
The NSYNC. This is Dave in McHenry. Dave, you're our last caller. Good morning. How can I help you?
Fantastic. Thanks, Lou, for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, two quick questions. I built an addition on my little bungalow up here about 12 years ago, and I used engineered trusses as the between the first and second floor. And I put my laundry room on the second floor with a couple of Apps purchased a Samsung washer and dryer pair. They sit on pedestals and they're loading the front.
Mm-hmm.
When that washer spins, it's always off balance and would vibrate on top of those engineered trusses. So I put a piece of rubber on top and a 5-gallon bucket three quarters full of water to kind of dampen that vibration. And it's worked for me now, but I'm getting ready to sell the house, and I'd like to do some reinforcement of that floor up there. Something that would be akin to like these things should have been in a basement instead of on a second floor. Have you got any ideas?
This is a second floor laundry room. What's on the floor right now?
Just some vinyl tile and the plywood that was put over the trusses.
Okay. So what we need to do is we need to create some more density and rigidity in that floor. And so do you want to redo the whole floor in that room?
If I have to, yeah, I can't fill it with a 5-gallon bucket on top.
Correct. So here's what I would do. I would go buy some half-inch Durarock, okay, which is an underlayment for ceramic tile and whatnot. Okay. And I would take the vinyl floor up, and I would mechanically screw this concrete down onto the floor. And then, so we create this nice, rigid, dense thickness, and then put your vinyl flooring over the top of that. That is going to allow you this density and help to eliminate a little bit more of the rattle. But you're going to screw it down into the trusses to really give it a nice, solid hold. And that should keep that washer and dryer from walking. They also make these little pads that you can put underneath the feet to help take it up as well. And that should tighten it all up for you. And then hopefully good luck with that sale. Appreciate you calling this morning. And I appreciate all of you listening. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. John Williams is coming up. Good morning, John.
Morning, Mr. Fix-It.
How are you?
I just want to say this. If you were going to build a brand new deck with popsicle sticks, you would have fewer questions than I've had for Lou in trying to simply paint my son's deck last week.
I know. Here's the thing, and you have been, some would argue, incessantly bothering me for the past, 5 years?
That's how my wife puts it.
And all I keep thinking, and, you know, my wife sort of giggles when I say, oh, John just texted me, and she goes, oh, what does he need? I know this and that. And I just think about the giant steak dinner and the multitude of Manhattans will be coming my way on you.
Well, if we were measuring what I owe you in pounds, it would be one of those Fred Flintstone brontosaurus steaks.
Where the car leans to the side.
Thanks for all you do, Lou.
I love you, John. Have a wonderful Memorial Day.
You too, sir, both for me personally and for our audience of WGN Radio listeners.